we're just for the, over these 40 days, we've just been stepping back for a minute just to really set our hearts and our attention upon what the Lord is doing and offering in our generation, not only the what's going on in our nation right now, but also this, the larger picture of what God is offering on the earth. And we're just continuing in that tonight. We've been looking at the theme this week of just the bride of Christ and just that longing in the heart of God for the end of the story, Revelation 19:7, when the bride has made herself ready and she's joined with the Lamb. And just really setting our hearts and our eyes on that day that God has set His heart and His eye on. Just as we watch what's taking place in the earth right now, not only the outpourings that are happening in this nation, but also just the broader move of the prayer movement across the earth, and the Lord just stirring something in the heart of His church as to who she is and what she's here on the earth for. It strikes me that move of God is marked without question with the end target of Revelation 19:7. And it's marked with our hearts stepping into who we are as the bride of Christ and the bride being made ready. And we've been praying most of this year kind of into that corporate reality that the Lord is really calling His church in this hour to become who she is as a house of prayer, as his partner and His friend, and as His dwelling place and His residence on the earth, as who she is made in intimacy and in partnership for God. And just watching that happen in the earth and watching the Lord beginning to stir it even in our own city, that the church is beginning to catch a vision for who she is in God, that God is beginning to release that. And there are those moments where God takes an invitation that's always been available and He starts broadcasting it publicly. And I think we're in one of those in this day, that the invitation to intimacy with God and to just a depth of encounter with Him and a depth of love with Him, and to really step into who we are as beings created for His presence and created to minister to Him, is being broadcast right now in the earth in a way that it has not been ever before in history. You have those examples all throughout the centuries of the people who entered into that burning heart, the people who entered into that relationship with God, but it was isolated pockets in a monastery over here or in a wilderness over there. And God right now is just taking that invitation and blowing it wide open and shouting it to His bride, that this is where He wants us to be, that this is who He's called us to be, to step into who He's made us to be. And so we've been praying for the corporate body of Christ this year that we would catch a vision for that, that churches would catch that revelation of who they are, that it would not only be God's house becoming a house of prayer as He promised in Isaiah 56, but that it would be that joy in His house of prayer. It would not just be getting stirred for prayer because we know we have to, or prayer because the hour is urgent, but that we would step into that place of finding satisfaction in God's presence and finding it there. And tonight I want to focus more on kind of the invitation that's available to us as individuals, and we're just going to sit before the Lord, because part of what we've wanted to do over these 40 days is just allow the Spirit to work in us the things that He's working in the earth, to speak to us and work in a deep level just the things that He's speaking across the earth. And it's remarkable to me that invitation that God has extended to the individual believer in this hour, that He's wanting to draw each of us into that place of walking into our bridal identity, not by our own strength, but by simply saying yes and agreeing with God, what God is doing in this hour, and just setting ourselves before what He wants to say, that we would step into who God created us to be. And that burning heart reality that a few have found over the ages, God wants to release to each and every one of us, just that depth of the knowledge of His heart, that depth of the knowledge of who we are, that our hearts would just get stirred over who we're made to be, that we would have that confidence to enter into the place before Him, of relating with Him in that way, that we could have that identity written into us, that we would come confidently before Him and allow Him to actually work it into us, that we'd start functioning in it. And I feel like the foundation that the Lord wants to lay is just that rooting and grounding in love, and that understanding of who He created us to be. There's a view towards the end right now that there's never been in this kind of measure in the earth before. Just a view towards that final day and towards eternity and who God really created us to be. More than anything else, that's what we get set in our hearts as we start gazing on that day, is who we were created to be, that for all of eternity we're going to be in this place in His presence. It is not about Him asking us to do it now. It's about Him creating us to do it for all of eternity, to be in His presence, to be partnering with what He's doing, to be with Him where He is. And we just want to give the Lord the opportunity to release that invitation to us tonight, to just stir our hearts for eternity, to stir our hearts for what we were created for, to stir our hearts for what the story is all about, that would just get written in us on a deeper level. That even as we're praying and interceding for that revelation to spread across all the church and all the nations, that we would just come before the Lord and show Him how important it is to us by just meditating upon it and praising Him for it. And I just even as we come, just to love the Lord tonight and to just praise Him for who He is and what He's offered, I'm just believing that the Lord is just gonna take the very truths that we're speaking, the very truths that we're singing, and He's gonna make them a deeper reality in our hearts, and He's gonna open up the things that stand in the way of us truly receiving who we are. So we're just gonna worship Him for the rest of the night, focused on those realities. We're just gonna pray and invite the Lord to do what He wants to do. Holy Spirit, I ask that You would come tonight, that You would speak, that You would minister the heart of God. God, we stand in a place of praise and worship tonight because we know this is on Your heart. God, we've been reaching and reaching and asking, contending and contending, and tonight, God, we simply recognize that You are responding, that it's in Your heart, that You have already determined that You are going to pour this out upon the body of Christ. And we thank You for that, and we praise You for that, that we could never deserve it, that we could never earn it. As we stand and agree with what You're longing to do, it's coming. You're releasing it on the earth. Father, we thank You for every little stirring towards the heart of Your church, for every individual heart that You have opened up over the last years and decades, that You have whispered this invitation to, that You have made known who You created them to be, that You have stirred them for something higher, that You have stirred them for the hope of their calling. God, we thank You for every church, for every ministry, that You have begun to set this vision in their hearts, to partner as friends of the bridegroom, preparing Your bride, telling her who she is, equipping her to have relationship with You, pointing her to the one for whom she was created. God, we thank You that this sound of Your voice is beginning to echo across the earth, calling Your church to who she is, the spontaneous stirring of prayer and worship upon the hearts of the saints as You release the revelation of who You are and a revelation of who we were made to be in You. God, we thank You for the awesome privilege to be alive in the earth for such a time as this. God, that You have chosen to set us here to hear this call of Your heart, to answer this hour, to step into this identity, this time. Oh, we ask, Holy Spirit, that You would continue the work that the Lord has set before You, that You would continue the work that You long to do, the work that overflows from Your heart, that the abundance of love that You have for Jesus would overflow to the body of Christ, that you would fill her with love and with longing to be with him. I ask that you would speak identity to the body of Christ in this city. God, we pray even this year that you would dramatically lay hold of churches, that you would dramatically lay hold of individual believers. Oh, that you would arrest their hearts to the knowledge of who they are, the knowledge of who you made them to be. God, that you would fill them with joy in your presence. God, we ask you for a move of prayer in this city, but not driven by any man, not driven by any urgent call, driven by hearts awakened to the one for whom they were made. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would touch hearts all across this city, the revelation of eternity, the revelation of who we were made to be, dwelling forever in your courts and ministering to you as a kingdom of priests. God, we ask even this year for breakthrough in the area of identity, for breakthrough in the area of our hearts, for breakthrough in the area of the corporate heart of the church, that you would write into our DNA who we were made to be, who you are, a right revelation of your heart, a right revelation of our identity. Holy Spirit, would you release wisdom and revelation across this city, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of his inheritance in the saints, the knowledge of the hope of our calling, the knowledge of your exceeding great power. I ask, Lord, that you would establish the church in this city and her identity before you, root us and ground us in love, establish us upon a foundation from which there is no turning back. But I ask you, even in this year, lay that foundation from which there is no turning back, only going forward, never going backwards. But lay that foundation beyond which there is no retreat, where we know that we are loved, where we know what we are created for, where we know that you are worthy of life's spent searching you out. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would work a dynamic work in this city, that you would call forth your bride, that you would speak to our hearts. God, that you would establish us in who we were made to be. Would you begin the work of preparing the bride in this city? Would you lay that foundation for a bride made ready? Show her who she is. Tell her of the coming wedding day. Tell her of the beauty of her bridegroom. Stir her heart. Begin making ready. We ask in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, would you give wisdom and revelation all across the bride of Christ in this city. Holy Spirit, we ask you even tonight in this place, God, as we release a song to heaven, God, as we proclaim your goodness, as we meditate upon your desire for us, as we meditate upon eternity, God, I ask that the sounds that reach heaven, God, that you would sound them back to earth. God, that the very things that we speak before your throne and sing before your heart tonight, that you would sing them back over us, God, that they would strike our hearts in a new way, that you would sing them back even over this city, God, that the song of the desire of God for his bride be heard over this city. Holy Spirit, we ask tonight that you would kiss us with the kisses of his word, that you would come and you would renew us, that you would renew our minds, that you would renew our hearts, that you would wash us with the water of the word. Come and make ready your bride, pure and spotless, washed free from everything that has accumulated on us from this earth. Not all the junk, all the wrong ideas that come upon us from this culture, from our life, Lord, wash them away. Renew our minds according to your word. Renew our hearts according to the vision that you dreamed of for us before the foundation of the world. Would you come and meet us here tonight, Holy Spirit? Would you write your word upon our hearts according to your promise? Would you shape and mold our hearts according to according to the image of who you created us to be. In Jesus' name we ask, Holy Spirit, come and sing the song of the Father's love in this place.